VP Burt is 6'9". Kurtenbach gives away about half a foot here as we're ready for basketball. Glad you're with us on this hunting weekend opener, also the opening weekend for D.C. Everett High School winter sports here on Fox Sports Radio. They are making a small adjustment to one of the backboards, one of the rims being tightened up on the far side of the just-a-game fieldhouse. And now we are ready for basketball. Evergreens and Walkersville West, let's light this candle. Ball's in the air, controlled by the Wolverines. And tap back to cut to Everest Kowser. Kowser will play the point. D.P. Burt gets his first touch, but in the corner, about 25 feet away. Evergreen's out man-to-man. Pat Reuter driving. Now to the corner. Three-point shot from Everest Kowser. Off the rim, no good. Out of bounds. Off Waukesha West to D.C. Everest. Just underway, 7:42 to play first quarter. And Waukesha West puts on full court, man-to-man pressure. The Evergreens inbound to Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski looked to bounce back to Grant Van Grinsven and threw it out of bounds. Evergreen's not on the same page there. Van Grinsven was moving up court, and Sarakowski bounced past to where he was instead of where he was going. That's the first turnover, and Waukesha West inbounds underneath their own basket. Kowser has the ball in the corner. Everett Kowser is guarded here by Van Grinsven. Now goes inside with a high pass to D.P. Burt. Passes up the shot, kicks it back out. Three-pointer is in the air, up and good. Nate Walls hits the three, and it's 3-0. Evergreens move into the front court. Riley Peterson, freshman, gets the work the point. Now an entry pass to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach double team down low, shot off the back iron, no good. Offensive rebound block, and Chris Cornish was fouled on that second chance opportunity. He's going to go to the free throw line. He'll get a pair. Pat Reuter is called for the foul underneath, as it was physical underneath. And Chris Cornish is going to shoot a pair. Cornish has the ball in hand for the first of two. Eyes the rim. Shot is good. And one more coming. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Second of two free throws short. Offensive rebound, Van Grinsven. He's got the ball, and he was fouled. Van Grinsven was just faster, opportunistic there on that miss. Foul goes against the big man, D.P. Burt. Evergreens will inbound underneath, and Nick Sarakowski looks to trigger in against full pressure. Sarakowski throws all the way into the backcourt to Riley Peterson. Peterson's a freshman, and he's running the point here. Goes around to Kurtenbach, now back to Peterson. Peterson goes out high, pass knocked away, out of bounds, last touched by Waukesha West. Corin Davis disrupted that pass and almost had a steal. 6:55 to play, first quarter, it's 3-1, Waukesha West. Evergreens look to inbound on the sideline. And now Sarakowski, pass goes down low, quickly double-teamed down there as Kyle Kurtenbach has to swing back out. Now Peterson looks on the baseline, he's in traffic, blocked. Peterson didn't have a chance of getting that shot off against D.P. Burt, who just extended the arm and blocked it away. Waukesha West comes back the other way. Three-pointer is in the air from Pat Reuter. No good off the back iron. Rebound, D.C. Everest. Evergreens turn it right back over with a long pass. Waukesha coming back the other way. Sloppy both ends. Driving now with a pass down underneath to Reuter. Reuter in traffic. He's fouled. And I think they're going to call this a non-shooting foul. Let's see who it's against. Foul will go against Chris Cornish. It will be a non-shooting foul, and Waukesha West will inbound underneath their own basket. Quickly triggered into Pat Reuter in the corner, goes up high to Corin Davis. Davis looks to drive, loses control. His shot is blocked and turned over. It was Chris Cornish who got the big arm up there, and the loose ball came back to Riley Peterson. Peterson comes back into the front court. Waukesha West by 2, 3-1 here in the early going. Kyle Kurtenbach tries to drive along the baseline, has the ball knocked out of his hands, goes off his foot, and it's another turnover. Yeah, this looks like a first game for both of these teams. Waukesha West with the ball and a two-point lead. Three ball in the air now from Nate Waltz. Too high. Offensive rebound not controlled by D.P. Burt. Knocked all the way back to Nick Sarakowski. Evergreens get the ball. And now Peterson handles for D.C. Everest. Goes up high to Chris Cornish. Now to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski not playing the point. Sierakowski loses control of the ball, and reaching in for it is Nate Waltz. Jump ball is the call. And the Evergreens will sub. On alternating possession, the Evergreens will keep possession. Jake Hebert checks in, along with Stephen Weir. Weir is a sophomore now. Last year as a freshman, spent a lot of time with the varsity, but did not see a lot of playing time. Weir is a three-point specialist. See if his presence on the floor opens things up. Evergreens are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Peterson looks to trigger in, now goes to Weir. Weir left open for the three, but instead drives inside. He's blocked. Blocked away. And Shaw West gets the ball. Corin Davis. Right into the front court to Nate Walls. Goes into the corner now. Walls handling. Now goes around. Ball briefly knocked away by Stephen Weir of VC Everest. Corin Davis retreats and gets it. 5 minutes to play, first quarter. 3-1, Waukesha West. And we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul, and we've got a turnover on Waukesha West. As the Waukesha West ball handler was starting his drive, he extended that arm and gets called for an offensive foul. Pat Reuter has just picked up his second foul. Yep, as he started his move, I mean, he was 25, 30 feet away from the basket, but he extended that arm, and the officials make the call. Off the offensive foul, the Evergreens get the ball back. And Grant Van Grinsven swings off. Peterson tries a three, and it's blocked. The Evergreens are having trouble getting shots off just because Waukesha West right now looks like a much faster team. And, boy, if the Evergreens are going to take a long time pulling the trigger, they're going to have a man there knocking things away. That ball was blocked out of bounds, so the Evergreens keep possession, though. Peterson bounces over to Van Grinsven, and we're going to have a reach-in foul as Van Grinsven was getting that pass. That's going to be the fourth team foul. Drew Rhodes has called for it. At this pace, the Evergreens may find themselves on the free throw line a lot. 4:55 to play, 3-1 still in this first quarter. Freshman Riley Peterson handling the ball with his dribble. Now goes over to Stephen Weir, flashing up high Cornish, and now to Peterson again in the corner. Peterson tries an entry pass to Jake Giebert. Giebert's little 10-footer hits the back rim, no good. Giebert fights for his own rebound and committed a foul while he was doing it. Giebert was up over the back of Nate Walls. He's going to get called for it. Second team foul on D.C. Everest. And Waukesha West inbound. He'll have to go the length of the court. And the Evergreens will play man-to-man in the half court, turning off the pressure here. Working around the perimeter, Nate Walls, and now Corin Davis. Davis drives in, got a whistle, and this is going to be a push before the foul. The shot went down, started his drive at the foul line, but they're going to not give him the continuation here. Stephen Weir is called for the foul. And Waukesha West is going to inbound. They'll inbound from underneath their own basket. Riley Peterson, who played the point, starting as a freshman, now gets some relief. Here's a three off the inbound pass. It is left short. Hauser's three-pointer no good. Stephen Weir gets down. Evergreens come into the front court, trailing by two. Grant Van Grinsven has the ball, guarded closely up high. Now goes into the corner. Jacob Stroik. Smothering man-to-man defense. The Evergreens have trouble getting shots off. Swing cross court, looking for Weir. It's a bad pass, and it's turned over. Kyle Kurtenbach's pass. Weir, unable to control that pass. Coming back the other way, Corin Davis drives to the basket and is fouled. He's going to get two free throws here. Fouls on Kurtenbach. It is his first, and it is the fourth team foul. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store. A team of experts ready to help. Welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. First of two free throws is no good for Corin Davis. Davis is a sophomore. You can tell he's got great ball handling skills. Evergreens are subbing in here. Nick Sierakowski checks back in, and Chris Cornish will come in. Jake Giebert heads to the bench. Corin Davis now has the ball in hand for the second of two free throws. It is up, and that one is in, making the score 4-1, Waukesha West. Evergreens left inbound now against full court pressure. Grant Van Grinsven gets the entry pass. He's pestered in the backcourt and now comes across the timeline. Bounces now over to Cornish. Back up high to Sarakowski. Sarakowski bounces over to Grant Vinsman again. And pass there in the corner, turned over, and a foul of the Evergreens. We're struggling to get the ball back. Dyson Chamora came in, intercepted the pass, and then was bumped hard as he was beginning to move up court. Kyle Kurtenbach has just picked up his second personal foul. It's the fifth on the team. A lot of fouls being called in what's been a physical and low-scoring game. Waukesha West leading 4-1. 3.5 minutes to play, first quarter in this season opener. Ernest Kauser is into the front court for Waukesha West. Now drives to the basket. He is fouled. Kauser tried to create from up high. He tried to move with that right hand and was hit as he moved to the basket. He'll get himself two free throws. Jake Giebert's been called for his second personal foul. And the referee briefly goes over to the scorer's table. Actually, they're going to call that foul on Jacob Stroik. It is Stroik's first. And here is the first of two free throws. First one is up and in for Ernest Kauser. He'll get one more. It's 5-1. And one more free throw coming for Ernest Kauser. With a pretty small crowd here, the place gets awfully quiet when we're getting ready for free throws. Second of two, Kauser got them both. And Waukesha West extends their lead 6-1. Evergreens bring the ball into the front court. Here's Van Grinsven, looks to drive, dishes off to the corner. The Baron pass underneath, had a man and went through his hands out of bounds. Grant Van Grinsven cut to the basket. He was going to have a scoring opportunity instead. The pass went off his hands almost like he wasn't expecting it, and the ball's turned over. 3:16 to play. Everest Basketball brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home. Helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, proud supporter of DC Everest Sports. In the front court, ball is turned over. Here's a breakaway. The other end, Van Grinsven barely saves. Goes over to Sarakowski, 10-footer too strong. Rebound to Waukesha West. They look to push up. They have 3-on-2 if they hurry. Rhodes, pull out. Three-pointer is good for Dyson Chamora. The Evergreens want a timeout. The three puts them behind 9-1 with 2:52 to play in the first quarter. Not a good start for DC Everest. Evergreens only scoring coming from the free throw line from Chris Cornish. And meanwhile, Waukesha West has hit a pair of threes and is 3-for-4 from the line, accounting for their 9 points. That's 9-1 here in the early going. DC Everest Basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs. Now during Baseman's fall blowout sale. And Evergreen's Basketball, sponsored for many years, and it is again this season by Mallory and the Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Rocky start for the Evergreens, trailing 9-1 to Waukesha West here in the first quarter. Waukesha West is a much faster team so far. After the timeout, the Evergreens will inbound, having to go the length of the court, and Waukesha West again ratchets up full court man-to-man pressure. It's inbounded now into the hands of Van Grinsven. He's guarded closely by Corin Davis. Hits across half court and now goes over to the freshman, Riley Peterson, who's back in. Peterson up high to Austin Behrens, who's getting his first touches, and now Van Grinsven in the corner. Nick Sarakowski got the ball behind the three-point line. Yeah, the Evergreens are just having trouble getting open looks against this much faster Waukesha West team. Van Grinsven guarded closely. Entry pass to Sarakowski. He's stripped out of bounds and turned over. Sarakowski was looking for a foul on the contact. Instead, looked like a defender arrived just as the ball did, and Sarakowski had to go off his hands and out of bounds. 2:20 to play, and Waukesha West has the ball again, looking to build on their 8-point lead. Between the legs dribble for Ernest Kauser. Down low, we've got a whistle and a foul along the baseline. Corin Davis had just received the ball and was going to square up and shoot. Let's see if they're going to call this a shooting foul. They are. He's going to get a pair of free throws as Nick Sarakowski is called for the foul. Corin Davis to take a pair. Stephen Weir will come back in for DC Everest, trying to get him some open looks. Everest basketball sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964, call Glenray Radiators. Corin Davis puts the first free throw right through. We'll get one more. Waukesha West to make a substitution here. Nate Waltz comes in, and Austin Vetta comes out. Austin Vetta got a few minutes there. He's really easy to spot. He's 260 pounds, has the look of an offensive lineman for football. In fact, I'm sure that's his other sport. Second free throw from Corin Davis is up and in. And this is turning into an ugly start for DC Everest. It's 11-1. And the Evergreens now have to inbound again. Pressure. Stephen Weir looks to triple in. He's having trouble getting in and takes a timeout. If this is a full timeout, we will take one as well. There's 2:11 to play in the first quarter. Let's take a 30-second break. It's Waukesha West 11, DC Everest 1. No, actually, we're going to keep it right here. They're just telling us this is going to be a 30-second timeout. So we will take our next break at the end of the first quarter. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Baldwin Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Baldwin Joint Center's walk-in care. They're open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Chris Conley, and we are in Wisconsin Dells at the Just a Game Fieldhouse. About an equal travel for both of these teams. The Evergreens, you figure, about 2 hours on the bus. Waukesha West, maybe a little less than that. So far, Waukesha West, though, is enjoying the trip more. They're up 11-1 here in the first quarter. The Evergreens looks inbounds after the timeout. Inbounded to Riley Peterson. Peterson's got good ball handling skills. You can tell, even though he's a freshman, he's going to see a lot of playing time. He's into the front here. And now we've got a whistle, and we're going to have offensive foul. Chris Cornish looked like he was tied up with one of the other players. And he got called for it. And I believe we are going to go all the way down to the other end and shoot free throws? Nope. It's a ball control. Cornish has just been called for his second personal foul. Turnover, 11-1. Waukesha West with the lead and the ball. Here's Drew Rhodes handling. Rhodes thinking about driving on Austin Behrens. Now comes out high and he does drive. Pulls up, floating 10-footer is short. Rebound to the Evergreens. Jake Giebert clears the boards and hands off to Riley Peterson. This defense has been so pestering, the Evergreens have had trouble getting into their offensive sets. Here's Nick Sierakowski now to Peterson. Thought about the three and passes it up. Now around to Weir. And to Sierakowski. Swings cross-court off a pick. Stephen Weir has the three. Now pulls in along the baseline. 15-footer is good for Stephen Weir. He stepped in and had a two instead of a three, so it's an 11-3 Waukesha West lead. This is the best offensive set so far for DC Everest. Just under a minute to play now. Pulling off and stepping back. 15-footer is good for Ernest Hauser. So just like that, Waukesha West has the answer and maintains the 10-point lead, 13-3. Now under a minute to play. First quarter. Pass along the baseline. Now back out to Weir and now to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski's top of the circle, about 15, 20 feet away. And now hands off to Peterson. Now to Stephen Weir. Evergreens in their offensive set. Sierakowski gets a pick, and he is blocked as he started his move towards the basket. Non-shooting foul being called here with 43 seconds left in the first quarter.
Evergreens foul, Nate Walls.
Nate Walls will be called for.
First personal 15 foul.
Five on the team. Evergreens are already over their team foul limit, so Waukesha West shoots 1-1s for the rest of the half. Evergreens to inbound after the foul underneath their own basket. Triggered in to Peterson and now to Sierakowski. High, 40 seconds left in the quarter. Jake Giebert gets his touch now to Peterson, who drives, roller off the front of the rim. No good. Waukesha West gets the rebound. Right out of the front court from Hauser. Nice one-look pass to Tyson Chimura. Tyson Chimura scores. Nice pass there, making it 15-3. Waukesha West up by 12. See if the Evergreens hold for one here with 15 seconds left. Now to Peterson, over to the corner to Weir. Weir drives along the baseline, looks to pass, picks up his dribble, quickly double-team, kicks out, three-pointer in the air, rattles out, no good with 3 seconds left to Jake Giebert, loose underneath, and that's where the corner will come to an end. First quarter is in the books, and it's all Waukesha West. They lead DC Everest 15-3. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
For the D.C. Everest boys basketball team. About to get the second quarter underway, and Waukesha West has a 15-3 lead. I'm Chris Conley. Our venue today is the Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, a neutral court site. This very nice facility is going to be hosting a lot of high school basketball games. In fact, just next weekend, they have a four-team Thanksgiving tournament that Wisconsin Rapids is going to take part in. Waukesha West gets the ball first to start the second quarter, driving in, shaking, banking Trayvon Love, shot no good, out of bounds, off Waukesha West to D.C. Everest. Love's a sophomore, and you can tell he's got some height and has some fancy ball handling moves, too. Evergreen's inbound off full court pressure, inbound to Stephen Weir. Weir is being guarded very closely here by Trayvon Love. Weir shakes free for a moment, goes over into the corner. Van Grinsman thought about the shot, now goes over to Peterson, back to Weir. Evergreens are in their offensive set, but they've had trouble doing at times during that first quarter. Trailing here by 12 in the early going. Van Grinsman looks to drive behind the back, lost control at his pocket pick. Coming back the other way is Corin Davis. Davis pass, trying to fill the lane. There's a block, but a whistle and a foul. And Waukesha West is going to get back to the free throw line as the fouls continue to pile up on the Evergreens. Foul there is called against Grant Van Grinsven. It is his first. Free throws are coming up here for Drew Rhodes. Rhodes has the ball in hand for the first of two. Eyes the rim. His shot is no good. Rimmed out. You'll get one more. Everest Basketball, sponsored by Tulusti and Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help, representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Second free throw is good for Rhodes. Waukesha West lead is 16-3. And Riley Peterson gets the inbound pass, and Waukesha West will pick up man-to-man defense in the half court. Stephen Weir now bounces over to Jake Giebert, over to Peterson. I mean, the Evergreens have been playing now has a lot of underclassmen. This is a much less experienced team than what we've seen a year ago. Peterson is guarded closely, goes out to Jacob Stroik. Stroik picks up his dribble, now goes over to Van Grinsven in the corner. Stephen Weir, three ball from the baseline, got it! Stephen Weir hits the three. He's got five of the Evergreen's 6 points. It's 16-6. Right back into the front court, kicking out. Waukesha West thought about the three, passing it up. Drew Rhodes has his dribble guarded against Weir. Weir had trouble fighting through a hard screen there. Three ball is in the air from Trayvon Love. It's short. Offensive rebound from the baseline is up and in. Second chance basket for Nate Walls. You know, Walls, that almost grazed the side of the backboard while it was going in. It's 18-6. Evergreen's into the front court. Van Grinsven goes over to Jacob Stroik and now back to Peterson in the corner. Peterson's looking to feed the ball underneath. Instead, throws cross-court to Stephen Weir to track down that errant pass. Weir's got the ball again. Weir still has a dribble, puts the ball on the floor, gets the screen almost pushed off. No call, good no call to Jacob Stroik. Stroik now to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven, top of the circle. He's bumped as he starts his move. And this will be a foul on Trayvon Love. Love's going to be called for his first here. I have that as the sixth on the Waukesha West team, so this is still a non-shooting foul. So that whistle put teams in the bonus. Which means between here and halftime, which is still 5:48 away, we're going to see a lot of free throws. Triggered in, nice cross-court pass to the freshman, Riley Peterson. Peterson got a nice inbounds pass from Van Grinsven, and Peterson scores. It's 18-8. Caught the defense napping for once there. Back on the other end, driving through traffic is Ernest Kauser. Got a whistle and a foul. Kauser is going to get two as he was fouled while he was starting his move there. And Riley Peterson is called for it. That's a mismatch. Kauser is going to get a pair with his team leading 18-8. And he eyes the rim for his first. He's already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. That's a total of 4 points. His first free throw is no good. Hit the back iron. DC Everest Boys Basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Here's Kauser's second free throw. He missed them both. Ball is briefly loose, secured by Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens trying to get this Waukesha West lead down to single digits on this possession. Chris Cornish now to Peterson. Freshman three ball in the air, missed everything. Offensive rebound, track down, nope, out of bounds with Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski's been hampered by a football injury, twisted his ankle in week one of the football season. Taped but playing, but unable to save that errant three ball. Waukesha West gets the ball, will come back the other way. 5:19 to play in the half. It's 18-8. Driving into a lot of traffic. That's a clean block up top, and they're going to say that the ball is on the baseline, turned over to DC Everest. Trevon Love was trying to drive through there and went into a lot of traffic, and there was no foul for once. We've seen a lot of fouls called in this game. Evergreen's got the ball off the turnover. Riley Peterson now goes over to Austin Behrens, now to Peterson. Evergreen's getting a lot of players in here. Sierakowski's got the ball. Back to Peterson. If Peterson looks to shoot again after throwing that air ball, nope, works the offense. Into Van Grinsven. He's in traffic, and he traveled. Van Grinsven didn't catch the entry pass cleanly. He was trying to cut to the basket and traveled as he tried to gather that in. Turnover for the Evergreens. DC Everest Basketball brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management property in the area. Their management company let Easy Living make managing your rental property easy. With the ball is Ernest Kauser. Kauser looking to pass into the corner. Teammate wasn't looking for it. Turned over. Kauser was trying to find Drew Rhodes there in the corner, and Rhodes was not expecting the pass. Stephen Weir is going to inbound for the Evergreens. Waukesha West will pick up full court pressure, three quarters court. It's just token pressure here as Van Grinsven looks to drive, goes behind the back, and gets it across the timeline. 4.5 minutes to play. Evergreens trail 18-8. They've got the ball, though, in the hands of Nick Sierakowski. Bounce pass goes over to Austin Behrens. And Behrens now goes over to Van Grinsven. Now pass underneath. Missing the layup is Austin Behrens. Offensive rebound comes out to DC Everest. Stephen Weir floats in the lane, and he didn't square up all that well. Throws an air ball. Waukesha West back the other way. Pass goes out of bounds. That lead pass was too far. Turned back over to the Evergreens. Couple of things didn't go right there. First of all, Austin Behrens, a little caught underneath, and Stephen Weir with that offensive rebound didn't really gather himself in and left his shot very short. All right, well, Waukesha West didn't score off it. The Evergreens have the ball back, trailing by 10, 4 minutes to play. And here's Austin Behrens again getting the ball up, picked up his dribble, though. He's able to find inside to Chris Cornish. Cornish in traffic, up and in, using the left hand. That's a nice basket for Chris Cornish. Cornish was guarded by D.P. Bird, who's the tallest player on the floor, and was still able to get that shot up and over it. 18-10, the first time in a while we've been down to the single numbers here. Waukesha West with the ball, spinning in the move. Pretty move, but Corin Davis didn't quite finish. The ball is loose. Offensive rebound, no good. D.C. Everest gets it. Evergreens of a three-on-three. If they hurry, here's a pass. It is kicked. Nope, travel. Turnover assessed to Stephen Weir. Weir dragged his foot as he was looking to make that lead pass. Right back to Waukesha West. Wolverines leading 18-10. The Evergreens try and get this down to a manageable number by the time they go to intermission. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Waukesha West gets the ball off the turnover. Pat Reuter goes over to Corin Davis. Davis fought about the three, goes to D.P. Burt up high. Boy, you'd want Burt with his 6'9 frame underneath. Waukesha West is running their offense here. And now here's Ernest Kauser. Kauser goes out. Long three-pointer is up and in from Nate Walls. Walls now with that basket becomes high man. He's got 8. And the lead is back into double digits. 21-11. Waukesha West now driving on the floor as Weir goes baseline. Whistle and a foul. Weir is going to get to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 here. Foul will be on the aforementioned Nate Walls, who has just picked up his second. So with the Evergreens having so much trouble in their set offense, they've got to take advantage of their free throw opportunities when they come. And here it comes for Stephen Weir. Weir's game so far has been kind of a mixed bag. He has 5 points. He's hit one of his threes. He's a good shooter from distance. Also has a couple of turnovers on his ledger. The sophomore is going to be a big part of the Evergreens team this year. First of his 1-1 is no good, and they're going to call a foul line violation anyway. They're going to say that Weir's foot was on the line. Wouldn't have mattered anyhow. The ball goes over to Waukesha West. Waukesha West advantage, 11 points, 21-10, 2:45 to play. And with the ball is Ernest Kauser. Over to the corner, Corin Davis. Three-pointer is good. 24-10. This 14-point lead is the biggest lead we've seen so far in the game. Riley Peterson comes into the front court for D.C. Evers. Peterson still got his dribble. Now goes up high to Weir, walking around to Behrens. Thought about the shot and didn't take it. Peterson gets the ball again. Freshman guarded by D.P. Burt. Looks to pass underneath. Hey, that's a nice pass to Van Grinsen, but he quickly double-teamed. Has to go back out. And now into the corner. Stephen Weir, three ball. No good. Offensive rebound tip to Peterson, and the Evergreens have got another chance. Weir drives in the lane, missed. No good. Too strong. Keeping that ball alive was Van Grinsven, who did a nice job for D.C. Evers, but it was an empty trip for D.C. Evers. There's a long three ball from the corner. It's up and in from Drew Rhodes. Third three ball from this quarter, and it's 27-10. Evergreens declined to take a timeout here. They'll play on. Swinging cross court to Peterson. Peterson thought about the three and now goes to the foul line. Extended shot from Jake Bieber is up and good. Evergreens needed that. It stops an 8-point Waukesha run. Wolverines still up 27-12. Minute and a half to play here. In the corner is Ernest Kauser. Kauser looks to drive, goes baseline, kicks out for a three-pointer. Drew Rose is up and in, and we've got a whistle for contact underneath. The three is good. Let's see what the call is. A couple of the bigs got tangled underneath. Drew Rhodes' basket is going to count. And we'll have a foul on Waukesha West after the ball was in the air. Waiting for word on who it's on. It is on Austin Vita. Which means the Evergreens are going to come down to the other end and they'll get a 1-1. Even though the three ball was good from the corner. So you count the three and make it 30-12. And Austin Behrens misses the front end of the 1-1. And the Evergreens have been struggling from the free throw line. Waukesha West gets the rebound back into the other end. We've got a whistle. And there's going to be a block on D.C. Evers. You know, the Evergreens player had his back turned but was still moving as Dyson Chamora was making a move to the basket. Chamora's going to get free throws here. Let's see, who's that on? And we're going to have a couple of free throws here for Chamora with 106 to play. First free throw, no good. We've got another. And D.C. Evers is going to make a sub. See, somebody was calling for a timeout there. No, apparently that's not the case. Chamora already has 5 points and has one more free throw coming as he looks for his sixth. The winter sports season is starting with a bang. At halftime, we'll preview upcoming games. We have girls basketball, boys hockey coming up. Chamora makes the second with 31-12. Court pressure inbound to Van Grinsven, and now they back off. They'll play a half-court game here. Van Grinsven comes up across the timeline. Now goes over to Giebert. We've got a whistle. Giebert was fouled as he started his move. He'll get to the free throw line to shoot a one and one.
Wolverine's foul, 31, D.P. Burt.
D.P. Burt is called for his second. Burt, for a big man, he's the tallest man on the floor. You would think he'd be more a part of the Waukesha offense. It is more, though, about driving and creating good situations from up high. First free throw for Jake Giebert is up and good. He'll get one more. Corey Davis to check in, and D.P. Burt heads to the bench. Burt's only a sophomore, so as he gets bigger, he's going to be more difficult to defend. You can tell his frame hasn't quite filled out yet. Giebert's second free throw is good for D.C. Everest. It's 31-14. We're now under a minute to play in the half. Driving towards the basket is Kowser. Kowser goes up and in. That's Kowser's sixth point. He did a nice job driving there. Again, he can create from up high and had that fast first step, was able to score with it. It's 33-14. Evergreens with the give and go. Nick Sierakowski misses the layup. Waukesha West gets the rebound. 30 seconds left in the half. Quickly filling the lanes, trying the reverse layup is Corin Davis. Missed it. Waukesha West rebound and a foul. Waukesha West is simply a faster team than D.C. Everest. That really, really shows on offense and defense. Riley Peterson gets called for his second personal foul. And two free throws coming up here for Waukesha West. Ernest Cowell's first is good. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Kowser's last free throw extends the Waukesha West lead to 20. One more to make it 21, and that is good. 35-14. 20 seconds left in the half. Grant Van Grinsven with the ball for the Evergreens brings it across half court to Nick Sierakowski. Now underneath, and the shot from Van Grinsven is blocked. Evergreens looking for a foul. Waukesha West comes right back the other way. Ball is briefly loose, comes out for a three. It's in the air for Dawson Hill. No good. Tied up underneath. Whoa, one of the Evergreens fans is slammed to the ground. One of the Evergreens players is slammed, Austin Behrens. No call. Jump ball on the tie-up. Evergreens will get the ball with 4 seconds left. A little physical there, so maybe halftime's coming at about the right time. Stephen Weir inbounds. Now to Nick Sierakowski. Errant pass goes out of bounds with 1 second left. Last touch, though, by Waukesha West, so the Evergreens will get at least a chance to inbound and try and hoist a shot here before we get to the half. 1 second left before intermission. And Nick Sierakowski will trigger into Van Grinsven. Long three in the air. It's short, no good. And that's where the half comes to an end. Waukesha West is the faster, stronger, fair to say, better team. At halftime, they lead D.C. Everest 35-14. We will recap our first half scoring when we come back after a 3-minute break. We're at halftime at Wisconsin Dells. Waukesha West Wolverines 35, D.C. Everest Evergreens 14. Back in three on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.